Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we're talking about supplements and animal health, dogs and cats in particular. And during the break, we just got off on an interesting topic, flaxseed. You hear about everybody going gluten-free. Well, about 10 years ago, everybody was trying to get flax in everything. Flax, 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 flax. The only thing I've ever liked with flaxseed is Red River cereal. Everything else kind of, I don't know, it seems to go right through you. But maybe flax is the wonder cure. I don't know if it's been sitting in your cupboard for a year in a Ziploc bag like our sound engineer. Should he chuck it? Is it even good for chickens? What do you think, Christine? Is flax a great solution or is there something better?
Well, flax seeds are wonderful, but you have to know that flaxseed oil is the most unstable vegetable oil in the world. It will start to get rancid and oxidized after just a few minutes exposed to light and oxygen. It will, after 20 minutes, half an hour, it becomes toxic to the body. It's not only not bringing any good things to your body anymore, it's actually making it hard on the body because it needs to expel the toxins that have been produced by oxidation. So flax seeds, yes, but you have to grind them up yourself. You have to store them in the refrigerator, grind them up yourself, and consume them right away. And the same is true for humans as it is for pets. And I just don't understand why every single pet food and pet supplement and pet treat has ground up flax seeds in there. It is completely beyond me. You open up one of those bags, and I am repulsed by the scent. I mean, it's just
it's like the gluten. Horrible. It's like the sign at the supermarket that says gluten free apples. You know, of course the apples are gluten free. Like, come on. But you know, it's just this is what sells. You know, they know we're looking to be healthy. They know we've got like key buzzwords and key ingredients. But yeah, I don't know. I think flaxseed is overrated. What about chia seeds? Are they better for you?
Absolutely. Chia seeds can be absorbed without being ground up. They are shelf-stable for years and years. They don't even have to be stored in the refrigerator. They actually have more omega-3 fatty acids than flax seeds, a huge amount of antioxidants, fiber, and complete protein. And I mean, they are called one of the superfoods. You know, it's what everybody has right now, chia seeds.
Where do you get chia seeds? Can you just get them in the grocery store?
Most of them. It's so popular now that you can probably get them in most places, definitely in health food stores, online.
Are they in different forms? Are they dried but other forms too? Like, how do you get your chia seeds and well, I guess we get your products if we want to give them to our pets, right?
That would be good. That would be the easiest way.
Okay.
Well, there's white chia seeds and black chia seeds, and they're very similar in benefits. So, yeah, if you really wanted to add omega-3 fatty acids, which is a good idea, use chia seeds instead, or grind up your flax seeds right away and use them. But I don't think anybody will do that. So chia seeds is the way to go, for sure.
Okay. So if you've got a dog or a cat that has itchy, scratchy patches, bad breath, lethargic, not just lost their get up and go, what else? What else might your products help with?
Well, I've heard from animals that have been on anti-inflammatories for their joints for 3 years, and after 2 weeks on my product, they were able to, you know, go do the round with the young dogs again. You know, they're taken off the medication. I sometimes see where I live animals before and after, and there is especially one incident where I cannot tell the story without starting to cry. It is so moving what the before and after, the difference. I didn't recognize the dog. It was just absolutely wonderful. And I hear about it every day.
That dog, was that in Ashland, Oregon, where you live?
What was wrong with him
when he showed up?
It was an old, big old dog, very fluffy. It kind of was dragging itself with dull eyes, dull fur. Oh. And I usually don't try to convince people of my product. I'm maybe not that good a business person as I should be, but I almost forced my product on this woman, and she did agree to use it. And I didn't see her or the dog for 2 months. And then one day I saw this beautiful dog bouncing around with his shiny fur just blowing in the wind and bright eyes and just happy and jumping around. And I did not make the connections. And then I looked at the owner and I stopped for a second and I thought, huh. And then I looked back to the dog and then back to the owner. And this is the moment where I usually cry. The woman just beamed at me and she said, I said, is this the same dog? And she just shook and she said, yes. And she said, you should see my cat at home.
No. So the whole family got a little injection of vitality. That's great.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think sometimes our pets, sometimes they're sluggish because they're bored and they're not getting enough attention and stimulation and entertainment mm-hmm. and exercise. But sometimes, is it food just isn't giving them what they need? You know, especially if you feed the same thing. You raised an important point when you talked about why does everything have flaxseed. One thing I like to do with people is try and get them to look at the ingredients on the back of their favorite dog food. And if you see something on there, like eggs or cottage cheese or something like that, that you have in your fridge, then it's okay to give your dog that thing instead of giving it the dehydrated, treated version of that in food that could last in space, right? And I think people underestimate how much a dog enjoys fresh food, you know?
And they need it. They absolutely need it. You know, the commercial pet food, as convenient as it is, and it is very convenient, but it is extremely processed food. And, you know, an animal will do okay for a little bit of time, maybe even some years, but then the lack of nutrients will show itself in all different kind of diseases. And you know, even the really good pet food, the very expensive pet food with great ingredients, by definition, it has to be very processed and very much dead to be able to live on the shelf for years, which they have to be able to do by law. So you have to add some kind of life food to it. And this is
well, and
I
then you get them, some of the alternative foods don't have those chemicals, but if you open the bag, you got to use it in 3 days. If it sits in the sun, you're in trouble. You know, then there's a whole other slew of problems with them. You know, I was interested the other day, I was noticing how blueberries, you were saying flax on every pet food bag. Well, I've noticed blueberries is making the big debut on every pet food bag.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's something I kind of agree with. Just recently at Camp Good Dog, we had two or three dogs get tummy aches and diarrhea unexplainedly until we watched and monitored them the next day. And they were sneaking into the blackberry patches and eating blackberries, too many blackberries. So I think dogs love berries. They do. There's no question. Dogs love berries.
Yes, it's just please, you know, feed some food to the animal. You can try any, you know, most vegetables, most fruits, except for grapes. And
yeah, not grapes, not raisins, not chocolate, but pretty much most other things. And you can go online and check out a comprehensive list. But if you see it on the back of the dog food bag, a good one, then it's safe. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope people will look up MotherEarthPet.com and start their pets on a road to wellness with some of your extras. Because maybe they're guilty and they don't want to switch their food. They want to stick with the convenient one. So now, you know, boost it up a bit. Go for MotherEarthPet.com and give your pet what it's missing.
Exactly. Your pet will be forever grateful.
Nice. Well, thank you very much. It's been lovely having you, Christine.
I wish I could
get to the Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, Oregon, and meet you this summer, but I think I'll be busy here with the dogs at Camp Good Dog. So enjoy the summer.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, she's calling from somewhere I'd really like to go to, everybody. Oh, well, here I am at Camp Good Dog, which is paradise right now. It's a heat wave. We've got the pond full with the spring, and the dogs are enjoying swimming every day. If you want to check them out, DeborahWolfOnline.com. There's links to everything there, including some of these shows. So until next week, from me, Deb Wolf, and Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk, be good to your animals. And anytime you're